if only to see that perfect face become imperfect. But he repressed it. Of course, Daniil would simply answer no, without rancor or annoyance. He would sit there as calm and as grave as ever, unperturbed and imperturbable. Bailey said quietly,
"Just the same, Daniil, I'll have to get used to it, you know."
The robot regarded his human partner. "To what is it that you refer?"
"Jehoshaphat, to the outdoors. It's all this planet is made of."
"There will be no necessity for facing the outdoors," said Daniil. Then, as though that disposed of the subject, he said, "We are slowing down, partner Elijah. I believe we have arrived. It will be necessary to wait now for the connection of another air tube leading to the dwelling that will serve as our base of operations."
"An air tube is unnecessary, Daniil. If I am to be working outdoors, there is no point in delaying the indoctrination."
"There will be no reason for you to work outdoors, partner Elijah." The robot started to say more, but Bailey waved him quiet with a peremptory motion of the hand. At the moment, he was not in the mood for Daniil's careful consolations, for soothings, for assurances that all would be well and that he would be taken care of. What he really wanted was an inner knowledge that he could take care of himself and fulfill his assignment. The sight and feel of the open had been hard to take. It might be that when the time came, he would lack the hardihood to dare face it again, at the cost of his self-respect and, conceivably, of Earth's safety. All over a small matter of emptiness. His face grew grim even at the glancing touch of that thought. He would face air, sun, and empty space yet. Elijah Bailey felt like an inhabitant of one of the smaller cities, say Helsinki, visiting New York and counting the levels in awe. He had thought of a dwelling as something like an apartment unit, but this was nothing like it at all. He passed from room to room endlessly. Panoramic windows were shrouded closely, allowing no hint of disturbing day to enter. Lights came to life noiselessly from hidden sources as they stepped into a room and died again as quietly when they left.
"So many rooms," said Bailey with wonder. "So many. It's like a very tiny city, Daniil."
"It would seem so, partner Elijah," said Daniil with equanimity.
It seemed strange to the Earthman. Why was it necessary to crowd so many spacers together with him in close quarters?